Okay, yeah, when I was in the school architecture, and there's a quite a radical changeover that a director from England called Henry Alder is a very philosophical, conceptual thinker. His approach is basically compress a 7-year architecture into 3-year, and it's basically ask all the students to explore all kind of new ideas as much as possible. His philosophy is that we have a whole lifetime to learn how to draw, draft, and run an architect's office, but those three most critical period is to think and to explore, you know, all kind of wild ideas. And the time we had Arthur Erickson and Bruno Freschi as our teacher. Arthur is the one that introduced Alan Goodwin into the school, trying to combine movement, the more kinesthetic approach into architecture. Like one of the things architecture is not just building, and it's experience. If you walk through a city, you don't perceive architecture as static. You know, you have people, you have trees, and you have shops, and you know, interaction of the total environment. And a lot of things, unless you're aware of those movements, and so the whole architectural environment would become alive rather than a static place. People would admire just a building. That's one thing I learned about movement. And actually later on, Helen and I and Evelyn Roth, the few of us went down to California. It's a very, very important experience we had. We went to the Halperin's workshop in California. He's a landscape architect, his wife is a dancer. Every summer they have a workshop combining designer, architects, and dancer together. And just basically experience different kind of environment in the city, in the hillside of California. And it's also, you know, at that time he's experimenting with Timothy Leary theory. So combining kind of psychology, movement, and city together. Because basically, like, that's how movement become important. Like, we had to write a dance, we had to write a score, and very precise within, you know, 5 minutes, you have the right score and how you could, you know, integrate and different kind of a movement and the environment together. So we have a workshop that.
So for you, it was the best of both worlds because it was dance and architecture.
Exactly, yeah. Perfect. That kind of reinforced my understanding of what movement's all about.
And in that situation, you and Helen were both students or participants in the workshop.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you first met Helen, she was your instructor.
And I joined her company, The Company.
Vico.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, Vico. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we did. You know, that time we also involved in the some of the intermediate artists.
Right.
Like we did a piece in the Vancouver Art Gallery. I don't know. He's name is called John Neon.
Oh yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Johnny Neon. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. He's experimenting with, you know, the neon light. We developed this set that basically, you know, dancer would touch the neon tube, it light up, you know, in different kind of a spatial configuration. So we jointly designed a set with the Helen's Dance Company. It was a fascinating experience. What I found is very exciting to kind of, you know, every time we meet, we have a lot of brainstorming session. She's one of the most incredible artists I know, that she would basically think out of the blue. Sometimes it's hard to comprehend, but at the same time, when you're open to her, you know that, you know, something is there, is working. And I was pretty open to her, you know, idea. And I didn't, her mind is constantly, you know, it's conceptualizing. And we just, you know, she bounced that on me and I bounced that back to her. And it's a very, you know, productive. That's why we seem to work as a very good team. And that. At the same time, she's pretty down to earth. And she had a 11-year son one time. Unfortunately, you know, he died in a camping trip.
That must have been quite a blow.
Oh yeah, yeah. I still remember that was in Seattle. And her husband, Michael, was staying with me. In the middle of the night, we got his news. And he just took off. And that was a really, really sad event. I don't think Helen ever, you know, get out of that.
She didn't dance, though, did she? She was more of an idea person or a choreographer?
No, she danced in a workshop in California. Uh-huh. And basically, she dances like any participant. But most of the time, she basically directed and choreographed the whole show, yeah. I think she's the one that, I don't know if she's the first one, or the first one in Vancouver I know that managed to break down the whole stereotype of dancing. Like she more focused on movements. You don't need to be ballet trained, and everybody's a good dancer.